Good Hope Shacks by Russell Edwards. With my father on an autumn childhood hunting trip through the backwoods, through the burst array of colored tree, just off the then one lane narrow Good Hope Road in the year of 1963. Dad and I on an all-day trek, with his eyes constantly scoped for a squirrel jump from tree branch to tree branch exposure in the early morning's orange fall equinox sunshine, through the cool, crisp air scent of fireplace, soon to arrive at daylight's closure. My little boy vision of eight squirrel tails hanging out of my father's army field jacket pocket affirmed in my childhood thoughts that he had a good day's hunt. I followed my dad step by step in his left behind dried crunch leaf footprints, his stern voice grunting out the usual, "Hurry up, you little runt." Then, in a sudden halt to our back-to-car trip, we stopped at a surrounded by dried brush running brook and went on a father and son walk toward some side-by-side run-down shacks. With my arm tightly within my military first sergeant dad's grip, we stopped at the first shack. Barely nailed was its front door. With my confused little boy mind asking myself why the detour, the squeaky front door opened with the sight of a frail black woman's hand. Suddenly thrust upon my little childhood soul was the first time to understand the plight of the truly poor. We walked in as I stood shy behind my father's knee. I could not see, but could only hear the chatter of a large family. My dad placed upon an old rusted wrought iron table some squirrels. With our quick departure, I was unable to get a true count, maybe three. With my father's and my visit to the next shack, I witnessed a replay of the same act. Upon that dark night, on my ride home from the autumn hunting trip along the unforgettable winding Good Hope Road, this little boy learned to carry the burdened load after witnessing a Good Hope Shack scene of what poverty-stricken really does mean. Good Hope Shacks by Russell Edwards. Yeah.